Hello and welcome to the Imperfect Balance podcast. My name is Dan.
And I'm Cass.
And we're here, Cass, recording our first episode. It's taken a while. I think it's been about 12 months since we first had the conversation around doing this podcast.
But woohoo, we've made it. Here we are. Episode one.
Absolutely. And so today we want to talk about why the Imperfect Balance podcast. Where did it come from? Introduce ourselves. Who are Cass and Dan? And what do we want to share over this next season? In particular, the topics we want to discuss and focus on. So that's what today is all about, giving you insight into our season ahead.
Woohoo. Well, let's kick straight into it. And I guess let's go back 12 months and talk about why or how this thought came about. And we were walking the bay, weren't we? It was late afternoon, early
evening.
Getting some exercise, having some time out from our busy schedules. And we're talking and sharing about work and life and the kids and all their activities post-school and on the weekends and
how hard it can be sometimes.
Yeah. I think we were failing at that point to get together and have just a simple wine. But hey, we got a walk in. That's pretty good. Yeah. And I think we're also from memory talking about you having a third baby or not to have a third baby. And what does that look like from a work perspective, a household expectation, and already having two kids. And we thought there is no perfect or right or wrong answer, is there? It's just what works that time and what keeps the household happy and together. And, you know, some days you thrive and some days you're just surviving.
Yeah, that means something different to everybody, right? You know, what we speak about may not necessarily be the same for everybody else, but, you know, every journey is different. But, you know, I think when we were talking about our day at the time and what we want to do, whether it's having another child, whether it's changing jobs, whether, you know, whatever it might be in that discussion, it was the realization of nothing is perfect and it's how do we let go of trying to be perfect. Hence, we decided to talk more about being imperfect and how it's actually okay to be.
Pull back the curtains.
Correct. Exactly. And hence our podcast. So, 12 months later, we're here and yes, I had that child.
And, and she's beautiful. Yes. She's perfect and she's completed your family, right?
Absolutely. I guess I was a little bit scared, but we can talk more about that in a different episode. It was a hard decision. And I don't think until she was in my arms that I realized it was the right decision to make. Yeah. So
you needed her. She was always meant to be.
Yeah. Very blessed. So absolutely, today is about talking more into what does the imperfect balance look like. So why don't we start with a bit about us, Cass? Share a bit about who you are.
Sure. So, yeah, I'm a mum of two beautiful young boys, Chet, who's 7 and just started year 2. And I think that's thanks to him and your eldest daughter for bringing us together and the small community we live in. I also have a younger son, Jasper, who's just turned 4 and started preschool. So shout out to all the parents who've just put their kids back into school for 2023. Woohoo! We made it.
It's always a fun start to the year, isn't it?
I have a little fur baby, Nala, a golden lab. She's beautiful. And at the moment, her hair is driving me absolutely mental across my house. Married to a great man called Jeff. We just celebrated our 10-year wedding anniversary. He works locally. He's a very hands-on dad and very handy around the house. So tick, tick, lucky me. I'm a serial socializer. I love my people paired with wine or champagne.
Hence we got along so well.
It was meant to be. Funny enough, I've just returned to some indoor netball with some school mums, actually, and I'm trying to pretend that I'm nowhere near as competitive as I was when I was in my 20s. But
I don't think that ever goes away.
I am. I can't help it. I'm a people pleaser. I like to make people happy and feel comfortable and confident, which sometimes could be at the detriment to myself, but
sure can.
Hey, we're all learning. Mm-hmm. I'm constantly curious. My mum tells me when I was a kid that I used to always ask why. But why? But why? And now I'm suffering that with my eldest. They say there's a little bit of you in your kids, hey? And there you go. It's come back to bite me on the bottom. I like to binge all things, whether it's podcasts. Gosh, I love podcasts. It feels natural to be here with you for that very reason. TV shows, although not very good at sitting down still for very long. Crisps, wine, champagne.
We've all got a bit of binge in us.
And I've come from a big family, big, beautiful, loving family, 1 of 4. And, yeah, I live in Sydney's inner west. And then aside from that, from a professional point of view, Been working for about 15 years, did a degree in communications and have been working in kind of the verticals of marketing, most recently last 5-7 years in FMCG. So, yeah, that's a bit about me. Tell me a bit about Dan.
Busy Cass. Look, I'm also busy mum of three. So, as you mentioned, our eldest were the ones who got us to introduce ourselves to each other. So, 7-year-old Ava. Then I have Noah, who's 4. He is, you know, my hypo one. God bless him. Love him so much.
With the best hair ever.
Yes. Yes. He's got great hair. And then Indy, who's, as you said, as we've been talking about before, 3 months old. So, still going through that newborn phase, learning how to manage three at the moment, whilst I'm on maternity leave as we speak.
And you're killing it.
Oh, I'm not sure. Well, depends on the day. Depends on the day, that's for sure.
As we just discussed.
That's right. Imperfectly balancing. I'm married to a tennis coach. Definitely has its perks. Not because I get tennis lessons. I've been together for 17 years or 18 years this year. Never had a tennis lesson, but it is definitely good for flexibility when it comes to us both balancing our work and our children, et cetera. Corporate world. So I've been in the finance industry for about 18 years. Started from the bottom as a bright, young, you know, energetic,
enthusiastic
teller, and have worked through several brands in Australia. And now working in a global company, looking after several national teams. So pretty busy. Be interesting to see how we balance that when I get back to work with the three children. But I'm
how
sure,
much more time do you have from a mat leaf perspective?
Probably another 5 months, so probably about 7 or 8 months in total. So it'll be interesting heading back and trying to find that imperfect balance as we spoke about before. Very social, similar to what you said, Cass, really social, love to be around great energy, very much focused on that. Mm. I think a lot of people as you get older start to realize those that really give you that positive energy that you want to be around. So I'm definitely that person that's looking more for that and looking for some calmness in my life. Now I know I'm talking about three kids, a big job and, you know, managing the household. But there is some way to find that zen in there somewhere. Yeah. And I'm trying to find that at the moment as we speak. Can't say I'm succeeding, clearly failing. But it is one of my goals this year in particular. And beyond that is to find a way to become more present. It's one of my big goals at the moment.
But you know what I love about you or that I'm learning from you is that you have such an incredible level of self-awareness.
Mm.
I think you can be hard on yourself sometimes because you are self-aware of that you struggle with saying no and that you're a people pleaser, I guess, like me to what I was saying about myself earlier. And that can lead to burnout. And the fact that you know that you need to find more space for yourself and quieter moments within the day just to fill your cup back up is powerful.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be more powerful when I nail it. But no, I think I'm definitely very self-aware. And particularly, I think, since being a mum, it's always forced me to be more self-aware because of when you do get to those moments that are quite scary, like burnout. We've got time to talk about that a little bit more later. And then the other thing is for me is why I want to do this podcast with you, Cass, is obviously love spending time with you. That's the easy part. But the other part is, you know, as corny as this sounds, I really love to help others. And that's why I've done my job in the last 18, 19 years is because of people. Seeing others thrive, develop, grow, you know, be able to put some smile on someone's face. Through our podcast, you know, if we can help one or two other people every time we just to have it, you know, have this chat, a vulnerable, open, transparent chat, that is why, you know, I really want to do this with you. So looking forward to, you know, being able to help others along the way.
And I don't think that's corny at all. I think that's, again, to use that word, powerful. Like, I think that's great because thank goodness I'm a woman and a mum in this day and age and not 40 or 50 years ago when women didn't share so openly and discuss and there was this pretend or facade that you had to put on each day, like a full face of makeup and a petticoat and a dress and heels. Could you imagine?
I could not imagine.
I don't think it's corny. I think it's great. It's this movement of women sharing and being kinder to each other and learning and experiencing.
And hopefully learning along the journey ourselves. I certainly have a lot to learn.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right, let's get into it. What's season one look like for us? The Mummy Train, hey? Episode two. And what does that mean? And this is the cringer for me because I'm definitely at fault of it. Are these lists or the to-do lists that creates this mummy train that you never stop self-imposed? Do we create them ourselves?
I certainly think we do. There's definitely some things on my list that I have self-imposed where I go, why am I stressing about this when I've actually – the only person that's stressing about it is me because I've brought it upon myself.
Also, you were just telling me the amount of activities that your oldest has on my
Yes, that would be exhibit A.
If we count every activity Ava's doing weekly, it's about 8 or 9 hours, which doesn't sound like a lot in a total week, but that's outside of the 6 or 8 hours of schooling she does.
Yeah.
Outside of you two other kids and then your own life. Like
that's exactly what we're talking about here. Self-imposed lists. Yeah. And yes, she has way too many activities and clearly we need to cut some down this year at some point.
But yes, it's the self-imposed list, but it's also just the lists that are needed to be done and then how much of it do you take on and then how much of it do you share?
Yeah, how much do you share? You know, who is your village?
It takes one, doesn't it?
Absolutely does. If you have a village, some people don't even have, a lot of support around them. It's hearing and from others like that as well.
But when you enter motherhood, don't you have those stories with girlfriends or friends too that may not necessarily be like we're from Sydney, but not from Sydney, so they move back to where their family is? I just had one of those stories shared with me on the weekend. She's from Perth. She had a second child and she moved and went back to Perth.
Yep.
So you get that now that you're in the thick of motherhood, the age the kids are.
So true. And I think with the mummy train as well, it's I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm on a freight train that just does not stop. And as we said, some of it's self-imposed and got some work to do there. But how do we ensure there are more stops?
Yeah.
Where we can jump off and do some
and refuel, which I think is a really great transition into what we have identified as episode three in the mental load and
such
tools,
an
tips and tricks that when the to-do list and the mummy train doesn't stop, it does have an effect on your mental health.
Sure does. And, as someone who's experienced a lot of anxiety and depression throughout my life, for some that would be very surprising. For others that are really close with me, obviously would be aware. But it's how to manage that day in, day out. I mean, as I spoke about before, 3 kids, quite a big job. It gets really overwhelming at times. But it's how do we find ways to create that toolbox to manage that? Day to day.
And you've, again, talking about your self-awareness, you've reached out. So in this episode, we're going to speak to someone. We're going to have a guest who you've worked with previously to help you with your toolbox and hear a little bit about your story, which I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to too. We're going to have a great guest speaker who can absolutely help us, holistic coach, a bit of a mentor that has some great ways to be able to manage that well. Mm. And all of us have a little bit of it. So I think it'd be a great episode.
Yeah,
I'm
absolutely
passionate about that topic. So I'm looking forward to it. Then we've got this bit around, if we're going to do more for ourselves, how do we do it without feeling selfish?
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to be selfless, but I feel selfish.
How do we reframe that? Because that's, again, probably self-imposed to a degree, isn't it? That we feel like we need to have the dishes done, the laundry done, the house tidy, the kids happy before we can go, I'm just going to go to the gym or out on my Pilates class.
The dog's hair swept up.
Don't even talk about Nala's hair. I think the listeners might get sick of that by the time we finish season one as a clean freak. It's driving me mad. But, the lunch with the girlfriends, I feel like sometimes, and my husband's so hands-on, so this is nothing against Jeff, but I feel like I have to prepare the house before I go out and have that 2 or 3 hour lunch.
Yeah, it makes you feel better.
Yes. It feels like you've helped and you're not leaving a shit show.
That's right. instead of just saying, see yous, what's for dinner? Yeah. I have no idea. Sort it out.
Yeah. And so, let me tell you, my husband's going on a golf weekend away. And again, I'm not pooping on you, Jeff, if you're listening to this. I love you. But I'm pretty sure he'll just pack his bag on Friday and off he goes for 2 days.
That sounds familiar. We went for a lunch on Saturday, my husband and I, with another couple. And similar thing, we're talking about how the husband's morning was. And it's like, how much did you have to do to prepare the kids for the babysitter or the, you know, the grandma to come and look after the kids? And just looked at us and went, nothing. but yeah, no, I think it's that piece around, and we talked about the mummy train, how it impacts mental load, but then why do we always feel selfish when we need to be selfless at times? So looking forward to that episode 4.
Yeah. And then, you know, we are working mums, and I know all mums are working, but when I say working mums, what I mean is, in an employment outside of the work that you do in the house. So not disrespecting anyone at all. Paid work. Yeah, exactly. It's a really simple way to frame it. So episode 5, we've called the corporate mummy. And, you know, this has got, God, so many angles you could take it. But what we're going to discuss is, does the corporate world have an expiry date? Mm. And I think that's born from our own experiences when we've had our children and the conversations we've had with our friends during that period, but also the thoughts we've had during that period. And one being that I know you and I have shared is, oh gosh, when you were at MatLeave, did you try and think of that next big idea, the next version of Apple, Google, Microsoft, or?
Yeah. All my friends who've been on maternity leave, but I've been like, what can I do? What's the idea? And I think some of them are still thinking about it, and their kids are like 6. And I get it. I'm on my MatLeave now, and it's that part where you feel like, how do I get back to work? Is it going to be, how daunting is it going to be? How busy is it going to be? Am I going to be able to do it? It's that feeling of, you know, how do I come up with that idea where I can be everything to all people? But anyway, it's all about, is the grass greener? Does the corporate have an expiry date?
Yeah.
You know, and then it goes into the topic around what it's like today, yesterday, or tomorrow.
Yeah.
When it comes to policies, workplaces, to be able to ensure the corporate world doesn't have an expiry date and you can continue that awesome career that you've had for many years, even though now you're a mum.
Yeah. And for me, that episode, looking at what yesterday was like, what today is, and what we should expect for tomorrow, or what we can expect, is around expectations. And I think it's okay to say that word. It's not a dirty word. You can have expectations from your employer.
100%.
About what it's like to inform them that you're pregnant, what it's like to discuss what you want from your maternity leave, what it's like to return post-maternity leave, and what you can expect from that. And it does look different. I know with my first child, it was different to what I could probably expect if I was to have a baby today. And that's okay, because we're all learning and we're all growing, and that goes for the brands or the businesses we work for. And thank God, all I say is that I'm having my children and raised my children this day and age, not 40, 50 back years ago, because the women before us really carved and fought for.
When our mums are working, they didn't have any of this flexibility.
Yeah.
Yeah. So different. It makes a huge difference to how whether or not that corporate world does have an expiry date. And I really feel for those mums that don't work for places that give them that ability to be good at both and end up having to quit.
Yeah.
And being stuck at home when they don't want to, but feel like they've got no choice.
Yeah.
Anyway, and great topic.
It's a broad stroke, but I wonder if there is a difference in a generalized manner between the private and the public sector. I've only ever worked private. But I wonder if there is a difference. That'd be a good one to put out to the audience as we grow it, to hear and understand better.
Do some polls.
All right, bring it home, Dan. How are we going to wrap up this season?
I think the only way we could do that, Cass, is to speak to the men in our lives if they accept, or some other dads if they don't accept, around what it's like to be on the other side. So we talk about, you know, the mummy train and how we feel and what it's like to be on the freight train sometimes, and then how it impacts our mental load, the difference between selfish and selfless, being a corporate mum, you know, what it looks like.
Yeah.
But how does it feel on the other side?
Yeah.
What does it look like? What does it sound like? I'm a little bit nervous about that one. If our husbands do accept, then we might have to prep them beforehand. No, we wouldn't do that. We'll keep it real.
Honest transparency, keep it real.
Yeah, we've got to keep it real. But that's, you know, if they're comfortable to, obviously we haven't even really asked them, but otherwise, we'll definitely get some dads on who can talk through their experiences and what it's like and maybe give us some tips here or there on what we could be doing better as well.
I think it's a great shout out. I think it's a really great way for us to end season one, really.
Mm, yeah, absolutely. Hear from the men in our lives. So yeah, that's our first season. Looking forward to getting, you know, underneath it all and talk through some important topics that really do impact others quite a lot every day.
Yeah. So just a bit of housekeeping. We are a fortnightly pod released every second Thursday. You can follow us on socials, The Imperfect Podcast with Cass and Dan.
Yes, please follow us. Send us some DMs. Let us know what you'd like to hear from us, because we think we know what we want to hear, but we'd love to know specifically what
you're so cool right now. Send us a DM.
DM. Good on you.
Oh, God. Guaranteed a laugh. Guaranteed a laugh for sure.
And also, we want to keep these short and sharp to ensure busy mums out there have the opportunity to listen to us 20 to 25 minutes whilst you're doing your short walk, potentially having a wine, whatever it might be. And that is our first episode wrapped up.
It's a wrap. How exciting. And don't forget before our next episode to find some time and some space just for you.
Have See a you great next week.
Join us, and together, let's find our way through the imperfect balance.
Head to the Imperfect Balance podcast on Instagram. If you've enjoyed today's conversation, let us know by leaving a review and subscribe.